Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I must confess that as I stand up here this morning, I am reminded of the story of a young seminarian who stood in the pulpit for the very first time to deliver his very first sermon. And as he stood there, he was shaking and his knees were knocking together. And as he began to speak, he began to stutter. And he said, "But before I got up here today, only God and I knew what I was going to say. And now that I'm up here, only God knows." I suspect that all of us will be feeling just a little bit of that this next week as we enter into finals week. I suspect that all of us will be suffering just a little bit in our lives. There are many of us who will be reminded of the fact that we should have been working much harder these past 9 weeks, and we will pay for our sins. There are those first-year students who have, up until this point, been doubting the rumors about Dr. Weinrich's final exam, and they will find out that the rumors do not do justice to the reality. There will be an increase in nearly everyone's workload. It would be nice to be able to think that as Christians we might somehow be able to be exempt from the pain and suffering that is so often prevalent in people's lives. However, we see this morning that this is not what God promises his people. The church in Smyrna was a small group of Christians who were indeed feeling pain and suffering in their lives. They were suffering poverty as well as afflictions. God tells them that he is aware of their pain. However, he doesn't tell them that they are going to be exempt from it. He doesn't give them a set of rules or regulations that they can follow and then be perfectly happy. He doesn't give them a set of guidelines that they can follow, a set of rules in order to avoid pain in this world. No, he tells them that they are not only going to suffer in all of the ways that are common in this world, but they are going to suffer even beyond that. He tells them that they are going to suffer for his name. They are going to suffer simply because they believe in God. They will suffer because of their faith in Jesus Christ. The angel goes on to give them the specifics of how they are going to suffer. He tells them that they will be thrown into prison and slandered and persecuted in many ways. The fact that they are told to be faithful even to the point of death has an ominous sound to it. These seem like very strange words to speak to a group of people who were, by the standards of this world, leading a miserable existence. No matter how you look at it, this is not a pleasant picture that we see painted of the Christian life. They are also told who is causing the suffering in their lives. It is caused by those who believed that they were the followers of God. They call themselves Jews, but are a synagogue of Satan. These so-called Jews undoubtedly believed that they were doing God a service by persecuting this small group of Christians in Smyrna. They were undoubtedly the ones who saw themselves as being truly God's people. We ought not be surprised by the suffering that takes place in our lives. Who are we to think that we should somehow be exempt from anything unpleasant in this world? We need to be aware that we will not only suffer in all of the ways that are common in this world. The pain and suffering that comes with finals week is not the only suffering that we will feel in our lives. We will suffer even beyond that which is ordinary. We can expect to suffer simply because we believe in God. We can expect to suffer simply because of our faith in Jesus Christ. And yes, That suffering will at times be caused by those who think that they are truly God's people. They will persecute you and think that they are doing a service to the church. While it is not likely at this point that any of us will be thrown into prison or killed for the sake of the gospel, we can indeed expect to suffer for it. I am reminded of a small congregation in Corning, California, where I served this past year. As I returned to the church on January the 3rd, I found that it had been broken into. As I walked through the church with the police officer, I was taken back by what I saw. Nothing had been stolen, but virtually everything had been desecrated. There was human feces in the Bible on the lectern, and it had been thrown all over the sanctuary. Go to hell had been written in the altar book on the altar and in other places. It was indeed a revolting situation. Many people ask me, why would anyone want to do this to us? What did we do to cause this kind of hatred? The response is a very simple one. The cross in the front lawn. This is the kind of treatment that God's people can expect in this world. Yes, it is indeed a bleak picture, but there is indeed hope. The angel tells the Christians in Smyrna that if they are faithful, even to the point of death, they will receive the crown of life. The angel is telling them that there is hope. He is telling them that this life is going to be difficult. It is going to be filled with pain and suffering. However, they have the promise of the crown of life. He is telling them not to give up their faith in Jesus Christ. It is their faith in Jesus Christ that really matters. By clinging to Him and what He has done for them, they will receive eternal life in a place where there will be no suffering. They will receive the crown of life. They have the promise that if they remain faithful, they will be delivered from their present sufferings. And it is with that hope, by looking to the crown of life which is promised to them, that they are able to face whatever might happen in their lives, including death. In fact, they are told that they should absolutely not be afraid. There is no reason for them to be afraid. Our lives can often seem bleak as well. Life, at times, here at the seminary, can seem unbearable. However, we too have the promise of the crown of life. We have the assurance that Jesus Christ has indeed suffered for all of our sins, including all of the times when we have not faced the suffering in our lives as we should. We are able to repent of those failures, and we are able to be forgiven and go forward with the assurance that we have the crown of life promised to us. We have the assurance that Jesus Christ has indeed overcome sin and death for us. And we know that we will be delivered from our present sufferings and one day receive eternal life in a place where there will be no suffering. It is with this hope that we are able to face whatever might happen in our lives, including death. Like the church in Smyrna, there is no reason for us to be afraid. We have the promise of the crown of life, and by looking to that crown of life, we are able to go forward in our lives without fear. The weak can be an intimidating thing. Life can be an intimidating thing. However, we have the assurance that no matter what happens, we have the promise of the crown of life. Amen.